Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I'll pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Hey, fighters, listen, we surveyed our membership in the Contractor Fight, and 97% of the fighters in our groups said that they would love to see a combination of our Shinfu sales training and our 100K contractor program. And so heading into 2022, that's what we did. We have done away with the Shinfu Mastermind. We've done away with the 100K contractor program, and we have combined the best of both of those programs into one new program for 2022 and beyond called Battleground. This is a place where we help you grow your business through learning how to market and sell and lead and know your numbers, you know, your mindset. I could go on and on and on, guys. This is the most powerful program, the most impactful program. I'm super excited about it. I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what we have going on there. Contractorfight.com/battleground. And jump in, man. You get our Shinfu training, you get our Foundations video program, you get marketing bootcamp, you get all the monthly calls and access to coaches. And guys, I could go on and on. Just go to the link, check out what you get there, and let's quit playing games. Let's grow your business in 2022. You guys rock. Let's do this.
All right, fighters, it is another, what do we call these, Dan? Q&A episode. That's what we're doing.
Q&A, unnamed Q&A.
Well, at the time of this recording, Dan, we're on a marathon day of coaching and running our mouths, and so I'm probably going to cough a couple times. My throat actually hurts just from all the talking I've been doing today. I want to set the expectation here for everybody. You might hear background noise. We have all new appliances being installed in the house right now, and between them doing that and talking and the dogs, you're probably going to hear something. If you don't, then great. But how are you doing, man? How was Maine? You were up in Maine over the weekend, right?
I was, yeah. I made sure there's no trees fell on the place and that I could drive through the roughly unplowed snow. So that was a win as well. So yeah, a quick up and back.
There you go. Good shit. All right. So today's episode is going to be one question. We try to get two, but this one I think we're going to want to spend a little time on. And I'm going to read the bulk of it here because I want everyone to have the context of this, because I think this is pretty common for people that are our age, Dan. So yes. Stephanie, she is the wife of a roofing contractor in Virginia. And she sent a question in. By the way, if you have a question, email it in to help@thecontractorfight.com with the topic or subject line podcast. This is kind of cool. I was referred to you by another local contractor after our truck side view mirror hit his van side view mirror, and we had to pull over to exchange insurance. But what we exchanged was so much more. We're a small family business. I'm the wife of the man whom is a contractor. Our son and daughter-in-law are workers along with another side crew we use from time to time. I'm the business end. However, I'm not afraid to get out there hands-on too. All right, here's where we get into it. Damn, we're both 52, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah. So here it goes. Here's her next sentence. I'm writing because my husband, 52 years of age, has a hard time changing his mindset. This is something I'm battling with him daily. I'm open to change. He is coming at me with everything. I call it barking because, truth be told, he won't bite. It's his bark. It's a mind that believes one way. How do you succeed in changing the mindset of a contractor whom is old school, and you know if he changes, everything will fall into place? I've watched your YouTube videos and some of the 5 steps to success. I'm going to start incorporating what I began to learn. I actually have another business that I oversee in healthcare, and I'm going to apply these things and techniques to that business because I control that interest. All right, here's the gist. My husband's roofing business needs to change too. I'm doing my ultimate best to assist and follow your plan to success. Was hoping you could give a few words or maybe directional leading on how to change his stinking thinking, asks Stephanie. Wow. This is I don't know who should go first here. I know we both have our thoughts on this. I don't really care. So,
I mean, we just kind of bounce back and forth, I think. But, yeah. You know, it's the first thing that jumped to mind when we started hearing this was when I joined your world in CSA back in 2016, I think it was. Everyone in that group was our age, like mid-40s, 50.
At the time, yep.
And yep. We'd all kind of, and I know what compelled me to pick up the phone and reach out to you for one-to-one coaching was the old tricks and the old mindset weren't panning out. And I just didn't know, and I didn't know how to change. You know, if you don't have answers, how do you change your mind? And I think that might be part of the problem here until you get exposed to other ideas of thought. Do you see some proof of concept of other people winning, doing stuff? I'd be curious if it was a lack of will to change or just not knowing where the fuck to start changing. You know, that's half the battle, I think, on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, the first thought that came to my mind is the old saying, you can't teach a old dog new tricks, right? And and how we, I think most of us, until we break this habit, we violently fight for our comfort zone. You know, we go to war over protecting that territory. And again, I don't know Stephanie's husband. I'm sure I'm just going to play the odds here. I'm going to play the odds that he's a good dude. He's working his ass off. He's trying to provide for his family. And he's always made decisions that he believes that are best for them. Right.
Yeah.
However, you know, one of the things that Steve, you know, one of our partners and coaches here in the fight, and I guess it was in Nashville when we had our event there in December, you know, he got up and one of the first things he said in one of his first talk was that old keys don't open new doors. And, you know, here he is 52. He's probably been running this business for a long time. And he wants a new level. We all want a new level to our business. I don't care how successful or how much in the gutter you are. Every single one of us wants to achieve a new level in our business. And what we have to understand is what got us here won't necessarily get us there. And it requires a new key. And so I would encourage Stephanie's husband to just consider that there's a different way. There's a way that doesn't beat your body up so much. There's a way that doesn't put the stress, you know, on the family and the business. And I don't know all the context of this business because she didn't share anything about like, hey, we're broke or anything, but I'm just saying in general. And I guess the last thing that I had jotted down here was you got to ask yourself, how is my way working? You know, why, you know, Dan, you've seen this a lot in our coaching where if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're not enjoying the relationships at the level you want, if your health isn't where it is, if your stress isn't out of whack and all these other things, you just got to look at the results you're getting and just go, okay, I've been doing things my way. And so I really have an option here. I can continue to do things my way and get the same results, or I could be open to using a new key and opening a new door. And that's what I've watched you do. And, you know, you've seen so many people through the years do it. So, and I know this is tough because it's a family thing and this is where one partner is growing. It sounds, and I'm just, you know, again, based on the email, one partner is growing in their personal development at a rate that's way faster than the other person. And I know that could be frustrating. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Again, the context, it sounds like reading between the lines, Stephanie said, you know, she sometimes gets her hands dirty on the front side of the biz. And I think there was a reference of a couple other family members. And that's a lot of strain on a family too, when things aren't working right. So whether it's coming from his side or from Stephanie's, but I don't know if he was part of that truck mirror conversation either. Cause it would be great to kind of, if he was there and he heard why they got recommended our direction, I'd be curious to hear how that resonated with him. If any of those things touched, but if he wasn't there, I would encourage Stephanie to just sit down and kind of do what's the temperature of the business right now? Mm-hmm. What's working for us? What's not? It's an easy conversation this time of year, right? It's the start of the year. So it's kind of a natural thing to do and let him just see if they're even seeing the same problems for one, and then see if he can validate it, you know, because he may just, I don't want to say ignorance the wrong word because it's got bad connotation. He just may not see it. Like he may be so close to just throwing shingles up that he doesn't step back and see some of the other stuff that's happening. So I would just start first with just a general temperature check and awareness so that you can have a conversation like husbands and wives do at that point, you know, and see what the problem is.
Fighters, Nice Job is one of our sponsors here in the Contract to Fight, and they can help you get the reputation that you deserve. You're out there slugging away, doing amazing work, but you're probably not getting enough reviews. Their automated reputation marketing tools are super easy to use, super effective, and it'll help you collect 2 to 3 times more customer reviews, and then also have the ability to share that social proof where it matters the most. So if you are looking to grow your contracting business, head to thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. And check this out. When you check out and you sign up, there is a code for Contractor Fight members here. If you use the code FIGHT, you can save $50 off your first month on all new accounts. You guys rock. Head over to thecontractorfight.com/nicejob. Yeah, now I'm going to speak to Stephanie's husband in case he ever listens to this directly. Precursor here, I tend to be a little in your face. I don't know you. I just gave you props earlier. I said, I think you're doing the best you can. You're working your ass off. I'm 52. Dan's 52. You got a degree of pride and all that other shit. But I will tell you right now, number one thing I will tell you is that this is all your fault. Whatever you're getting in your business, good or bad, is your fault. It is not the economy. It's not your employees. It's not your wife. It's not anything. It's your fault. So if any area of your business that is not where you want it to be, or your life for that matter, it is 100% on you because it's your business. It's your life. It's your health. It's your relationships. It's your family. Now, that being said, doesn't mean you're not trying. Okay. But there's a different way. And I urge you to follow in the steps of thousands of other people that we've helped through the years and look in the mirror and own your shit and acknowledge that this is what got me here. And so if the good news is that you're also the way out, right? It only takes one decision, and you don't need to know how right now. You just need to make the decision. I ain't going to fucking live like this or run my business or my life or my health or whatever it is like this anymore. And then the last thing I would tell you is there are thousands of contractors around the globe that are buying what we're, or picking up when we're putting down, right? And I'm talking even our free shit, Dan. I'm not even talking joining Battleground and stuff like that, which I think they should do. But like even our free stuff, you just implement the shit we tell you about leadership and culture and marketing and sales and pricing and all these things. And you just say, I don't care what it takes. I'm planting my flag on this because I'm not going to settle for mediocrity anymore. I promise you that your life will get better, but you have to want it. Here's the other thing. Like, it sounds like Stephanie wants success at a different level more than he does right now, or more than you do, because I'm talking to you right now. It sounds like your wife wants this more than you do. And I would also take that seriously, because your wife, if it's anything like my fiance, and I know Dan, your wife and our spouses and shit like that, they really know the inside scoop of our business. They know that we're full of shit or not. They know the real deal of the stress and the money and all these other things. So when they're sitting there tapping you on the shoulder, you better fucking pay attention. And then I would also, I guess my last message to Stephanie and her husband, Dan, I'll let you wrap it up here because usually you think of something else. I would get your asses to Denver in September. We got our Mile High Profit Summit. Spouse tickets are half price. A lot of our events are focused around relationships and growing as in your relationship, your health, your business, your profit. That's why we make the spouse or business partner ticket half price. Okay, because we want your significant other, your important person in the room with you, because you're stronger together than you are apart. Yep. And we'll put the link in the show notes, but it's thecontractorfight.com/mile-high-profit-summit. So yeah, but this is, and then my last word to Stephanie here is the good news is that when he decides to change, things going to change in a really good way. The bad news is if he doesn't decide to change, this is your forever normal. Okay. And that's one of the things that's always stuck with me, Dan, is like, you know, what do they say? Our habits and our actions determine our future. So if you want to know where you're going to be 3 months, 3 years, 30 years from now, look at how you're fucking operating your life and your habits right now. And that's the snapshot. That's the crystal ball.
Yeah. 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 You know, it's funny. I think most of what you just said was on point where I was going to go with some of it, but yeah. The barking comment reminds me of when I used to, like, every August, I'd bitch at Kate, like, oh, the phones are dead. Everyone's on vacation, going to the beach, whatever the hell they do. And, you know, we're going out of business. And she was just like, after 5 or 6 years, it's like, just shut the fuck up about this. Like, every year it's the same thing. And I kind of hear that in Stephanie. And, you know, it kind of reached a point where we didn't really communicate about business stuff because I was just kind of saying the same shit and breaking the promises or whatever. And she was sick of repeating it. And just kind of nothing happened. I think Stephanie is at the point where she wants to see some change happen. And your thing about the event was great. I know, speak personally, I felt like I just lived on an island until I found the broader community in the fight. And, you know, there's just nobody else that was having the same struggles. And being able to just find other contractors there doing this shit, the same thing. It's not rocket science. It's just trying to fit the pieces that work in our puzzle. And the more people you're in touch with, that happens quicker. But to Stephanie's last point about how she's in some medical field business and is applying some of what we're teaching to her business, I would just kind of, you know, the whole be the change you want to see thing. It's like, I would just go to her husband and like, hey, you know what? Here's some stuff I saw on podcasts or video, wherever she's seeing our stuff. Here's how I'm applying it to my business. Here's the problem. Here's the solution I'm trying to get. Mm-hmm. And that's like going third party when you're doing a sales call. It's like, it's not, you're not picking apart your husband's business right now. You're saying, here's some problems I've got. Here's how I'm going to apply this information. Because a lot of what we talk about is universal, you know, especially when you start talking mindset shit. And maybe that will be the tailwind that he needs just to objectively look at himself. Or open his eyes to like, oh, I know that there was a solution to this problem, or that was even a problem. So that might be one way to do it without, you know, getting people defensive and the hairs up. So that's my suggestion.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we could probably have this conversation all day with this thing. And because every time you say something, I think of something. But here's another thing I want to say to Stephanie's husband. Dude, you got to see this as a blessing. You got a woman who's in your fucking corner.
For sure.
You know, and she's, and whoever hit the van and all that, that was like, that was a blessing, you know, I'm sure it's a pain in the ass dealing with it because all that shit usually is, but it's like, these are blessings. And I think there's a lot of guys, a lot of people that their spouse is not supportive of the business, you know, and I'm going to read something from my own book, which is, just sounds funny, but winning the contractor fight. The last chapter I have, it's called Random Stuff or Random Thoughts About Random Stuff. And these were just some things that I just, little bullet points that were, that flow through my head on a regular basis. Some come in the form of encouragement I write. Some were spoken to me in an attempt to kick me in the ass. Maybe something here will inspire you. Well, Dan, the first thing that I wrote here, chapter 14, and I'm quoting, Tom, you need to stop being the weak link here. And that was said to me by my queen. I was, my fiance, we're getting married, looks like August, I think, of 2022 here. I was being an idiot. She called me out. And this has always stuck with me. And I reflect on this often to make sure I'm never the fucking weak link again. Okay. And so for Stephanie's husband or anybody else listening to this, don't be the fucking weak link in your relationship. You know, you got a partner here. I'm telling you, you shoot this partner. She's trying to help right now. You shoot her down enough. She's going to say, fuck you one day. I don't mean divorce or what, maybe it is. I don't know. But she'll be fed up to the point where your business is your business. Fuck you. I don't care. I'm going to do my own thing. And you don't want that vibe either. So don't be the weak link. Invest in yourself. Read, listen to shit like this. You know, Dan, it's been crazy. This podcast, we have a damn near 6-7 day a week show now here with different ones of us. I mean, we're doing, you know, this month, it's now February when I record this. January, we're about 110,000 downloads in January of the show. Guys, there's men and women all over the world are listening to our shit to get better and listen to other shit and leadership stuff and whatever. But you got to invest in yourself and don't be the weak link. I don't ever want to be that guy that, like, you know, we're playing tug of war and it's because of me we lose, right? You know, I want to pull my fucking weight in anything that I do. And I know Stephanie's husband. I know you're working your fucking ass off. I believe you would lay in traffic for your family at rush hour and take a fucking bullet and all those other things. I have no doubt, unless you're a total fucking shithead, and I guarantee you're not, okay? Because your wife wouldn't be sending this question in if you were a total D-bag. Like this shit like this leaves clues, right? Yep. So attack this stuff. Don't be the weak link. See these things as a blessing. This is an opportunity to grow and get better. Use a new key to open a new door. And let's live the however many days, years you got left on this earth. Fuck it. Do it on your terms with the freedom that you want to have when you started your business. So,
yeah, that kind of sums it up. It's like the old saying, like, change is hard, but staying the same is harder. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, we're 52, but we're still, I'm still fucking 18 at heart. So yeah, we'll figure that out.
Well, dude, I had a guy said to me, he was like, oh, it's really hard to, you know, he was like in his 40s. He goes, it's so hard being in this financial position in my 40s, and it's embarrassing and blah, blah, blah. I said, well, good thing you have time before you're fucking 60 or 70 and you're fucking broke. Cause then you can't do shit about it. Cause you're too fucking old. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing with like your health or any of this shit, like stop it before it becomes terminal or not turnaroundable.
Good shit. Well, dude, as always, it's good hanging with you guys. Yeah, if we haven't mentioned it, go to check out the Mile High Profit Summit. Also check out our Battleground program. It's the world's best, most powerful group coaching program on the planet for contractors. I'm not going to bore you with all the details. Let's just say we're saving marriages, we're changing lives, changing bank accounts, because people come in and they're all in and they're there to work and implement the things that our coaching team is teaching them, and it's changing their lives. So if you go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you can check out what we have going on there. And Dan, until next time.
See you then.
We're out. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.